Thank you, Brad, and good morning. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in McKinleyville spotted a vehicle driving erratically near Murray Road and Central Avenue early Thursday morning. The deputy attempted a traffic stop at the driver, later tentatively identified by the deputy as Brian Kaufman, and who was later positively ID'd by a booking photo from the county jail, sped away instead, and then fled on foot in the area around McKinleyville High School. A records check on the vehicle revealed that it had been reported stolen in Medford, Oregon on March 31st. A Be on the Lookout alert has been issued for Kaufman, who was on felony probation for drug possession charges. Kaufman is an adult white male, 6 feet tall, 140 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Kaufman is from the McKinleyville and Arcata areas, and anyone with information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Earlier this week, Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies spotted a vehicle being driven in a reckless manner and at a dangerously high rate of speed near Covelo. The deputies attempted to stop the vehicle, but the driver, identified as 27-year-old Peter Redhart Cavanaugh, fled instead, leading deputies on a pursuit that reached speeds upwards of 90 miles per hour. Cavanaugh was able to avoid spike strips laid in the roadway by responding CHP officers, and the pursuit finally ended when Cavanaugh lost control of the car and slammed into an embankment. Cavanaugh then attempted to flee on foot, but he was tasered and taken into custody. After treatment for minor injuries, Cavanaugh was booked into the Mendocino County Jail on several charges, including possession of meth, felony evasion, and resisting arrest. Suddenlink Communications announced that it has doubled the reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for a series of vandalism incidents that saw Suddenlink fiber optic cables cut at multiple locations in Humboldt County. The reward for information is now $10,000, and the sheriff's office has identified suspects in the case. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And the sheriff's office has learned that a horse was shot with an arrow in a pasture at the end of McDermott Street in Fortuna. The horse, a 3-year-old male named Cash, was struck by the arrow in his left flank and hip area, causing heavy bleeding. Cash was taken to the veterinarian hospital for treatment, although the prognosis is not currently positive. The case is being investigated as a felony. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And things will get pretty busy at Coast Guard Station Humboldt Bay next week. That's because the Coast Guard will undergo its annual evaluations conducted by Coast Guard pilots, mechanics, and rescue swimmers from the training center in Mobile, Alabama. You'll see more flights overhead, and more flights means more maintenance on equipment to ensure standardization of Coast Guard procedures. Training schedule will run Monday through Friday. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality health care more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. College of the Redwoods continues to work on cutting costs and increasing enrollment. Stephen Walker has more.
College of the Redwoods is gearing up for their summer semester in the midst of budgetary discussions. President Kathy Smith commented on how the college is looking to increase enrollment for their summer classes.
At College of the Redwoods, we actually are increasing our summer offerings because we are in a situation where we want to, one, help our students complete their degrees faster and get out, but two, we are also, as everybody is, chasing enrollments because of the way we're funded.
Smith added that the summer semester actually gives her more freedom when considering funding.
The advantage of calculating FTES for funding is that the summer classes that go over the end of the year, the June 30th year end, if you start them in June and end them in July, you have an option of which year to count them in. So it gives you some flexibility.
If you are interested in applying to College of the Redwoods, please visit their website at www.redwoods.edu.
And that's the news on this Friday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.